We present a seaside saga of post-war peer perpetuation written by Harold Snowden and Michael Knowles, starring John LeMessurier as Arthur Wilson, Ian Lavender as Frank Pike, and Bill Pertwee as Mr. Hodges in... The time, 1948. The place, a phone box by the pier at Framborne-on-Sea, somewhere on the south coast.
See now, Fisher's Builders, Bexhill 731.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, please. Could I speak to Mr. Fisher, please?
I'm afraid there's no one here of that name.
Oh. Well, who can I talk to, then?
Oh, well, let me see now. There's Sister Agnes or Sister Teresa. Or sister?
No, I don't want to speak to your sisters.
Oh.
Can you connect me with your superior?
Oh, I'm afraid Mother Superior's gone to Lourdes.
Has she? That's funny. I didn't think they'd play cricket in March.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I didn't want to talk to your mother either.
Oh.
Have you got anyone on the heavy construction side?
Oh. Well, now let me think. Your sister Bertha, she's quite big, I suppose.
Hold on a minute. Yeah, you are Fisher's the Builders, aren't you?
Goodness me, no. This is St. Mary's Convent.
That isn't Bexhill 731, then?
Oh, no. This is 721.
That's funny, I dialed 731.
Oh, well, perhaps you were guided to us because you were in need.
No, I don't think so. I need a builder.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you there. I hope you find one, my son.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Mother. Sister.
You're welcome.
That's funny. I could have sworn I'd... Oh, well... Seven, three, one.
Bexhill 731, Fishers.
Good morning, Mother.
Pardon?
Sorry, I mean Sister.
Are you trying to be fresh?
No. It's just I've been talking to Mother, Sister, see, and...
Are you some sort of nut?
No! Is that Fisher's the Builders?
I've just said so, haven't I?
Oh, good. I got the right place, then.
I'm not so sure. It isn't the loony bin.
Pardon?
What do you want?
Can I speak to Mr. Fisher, please?
He's not here.
Oh.
He'll be in later, though. What do you want to see him about?
The pier.
What pier?
Framborne Pier, of course. I've just taken it over, you see.
Are you sure you don't want the loony bin?
No, I'm serious.
I thought it was falling to bits.
It's not as bad as all that. There's a bit of rust here and there.
It's got a great big hole in the middle.
Well, that's one of the reasons I want to see Mr. Fisher.
Crikey, he's a builder, not a miracle worker.
What do you mean?
Never mind. Look, who are you?
My name is Frank Pike, and I'm part of a consortium... There's me and my partner, Mr. Hodges... And we are asking various builders in the area to put in tenders for restoring the pier.
Oh, I see.
So, perhaps you could ask Mr. Fisher to meet us on the pier about 4:30?
He'll be back by then. Are you sure you're not pulling my leg?
Of course I'm not. We're a very big concern, we are. This is a big contract, you know. Worth a lot of money. I mean, we're not some tuppenny halfpenny operation, you know. We are going places, we are. I've run out of pennies.
Shop?
All right, I'm coming.
Hello there, darling.
Yes, what do you want?
Could I have a word with Mr. Joseph Spivey, please?
What do you want to see him about?
Oh, well, I might be able to put a little building work his way.
And who are you?
My name is Hodges. I'm head of the Framborne Pier Conglomerates.
Say that again.
Do I have to? Conglomerates.
No. No, the first bit.
I said I'm Hodges. Head...
Hodges? Not Bert Hodges?
That's right.
Let's have a look at your hands.
What for?
Yeah, I thought so. There's only one Bert Hodges had dirty fingernails like that. It's you all right.
Of course it is. Oh, hold on, it can't be. It's not... Myrtle.
Yeah, that's right. You old rat face.
How lovely to see you again, Myrtle. What are you doing here?
I live here. I married Joe Spivey.
Poor old Joe. I mean, how is he?
He's all right. Well, well. Bert Hodges, the Leon C. Lafario.
Well, I must say it's good to see you again after all these years.
Don't you come the old soft soap with me. You still think you can have any girl you want with a few soft words and a pound of Granny Smith's?
Come now, Myrtle. We had some great times together, didn't we?
I don't remember any.
You surely haven't forgotten Cleethorpes, the summer of 32.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
There you are, you see.
Except it was 1929.
Well, time flies when you're in love.
And it wasn't Cleethorpes, it was Bognor.
Well, they got similar sort of waves, haven't they? Do you remember we walked hand in hand along the beach?
You got that bit right.
Yes. It's etched on my memory, Myrtle, just as if it was yesterday.
Do you remember what happened next?
Well, we didn't. Did we?
Certainly not. It was too cold.
That's a relief.
Anyway, I hate paddling. No, you went to get me a drink.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And you never came back.
Ah, well, you see, they run out of dandelion and burdock, so I had to try several other places, and by the time I got back...
You haven't changed, have you? Smooth-tongued as ever. By the way, what happened to that big beefy girl who was always bossing you about?
I married her.
So you got your comeuppance, did you?
Beatrice and me are blissfully happy.
So, what are you up to now?
I've taken over Framborne Pier.
Blimey, they must be hard up. What do you want to see my Joe about?
Well, you see, we're in the process of rebuilding the pier, and I thought Joe might know where to lay his hands on some timber and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
He used to know where to pick up stuff that had sort of, well, you know, fallen off the back of a lorry.
That was a long time ago.
So I thought if we could fix the price between us and then add 10% before we flogged it to the pier, then Joe and me could split the difference.
So... you want him to get hold of some stolen timber so that you can flog it to the pier for more than it costs.
Well, I wouldn't put it quite as bluntly as that, but yes.
Isn't that illegal?
It's just good business.
All right. I'll have a word with him when he gets in. I'm sure he'll be very interested.
Oh, good.
There's only one thing, though.
Yeah?
Well, you see, I run the business now. Joe's gone back to his old job.
Oh, what's that?
He's a detective sergeant with the Framborne Police Force.
Come in.
Morning, Uncle Arthur.
Oh, it's you, Frank.
Yeah, I just dropped in to tell you I've got Fisher coming this afternoon.
Is that good?
Mr. Fisher, the builder.
Oh, I see. Is your mother having some repairs done?
No, he's coming to look at the pier.
Is he? I don't think I know him.
Well, you must have seen that great big hoarding they got next to that bomb site on the dock road.
Which one's that?
You know, the one that says, don't let your house fall into decay, Fishers will do the job for you.
I must admit, I've always found that rather worrying.
Just shows how go-ahead they are, doesn't it? Anyway, I've made an appointment for him to meet us on the pier and see what needs doing.
Look, Frank, don't you think you're rather rushing ahead with all this?
Look, if I'm going to be a tycoon, I don't want to hang about, you know.
Well, anyway, I don't think I can make it this afternoon.
You've got to. You're our financial advisor.
I'm sorry, but I promised your mother I'd go to her bring-and-buy sale.
Surely you can miss it for once.
Well, you know how upset she gets. She starts throwing things. I can't stand that.
Look, I must dash. I'll see you on the pier at 4:30.
Yes, but...
good morning, Mr. Pike.
Morning.
Your mail, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you, Miss Burkett. Oh, yes, that's a very pretty blouse you're wearing.
Oh, do you like it?
It's an awfully nice colour.
Thank you.
Well, that was the colour I wanted them to paint the downstairs cloakroom. Yes, we finished up with the battleship grey in the end.
Oh, my mother's favourite colour.
Oh, really? Well, by the way, I've been meaning to ask you, how is your mother these days?
She's dead.
Oh. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all right. It was 3 years ago.
Was it really?
Dad went 2 years before that.
Oh, did he?
So there's just me left now.
I see. No brothers or sisters?
No. Just me.
Oh. I see. That's rather sad, isn't it?
Yes. I must say it does get a bit lonely at times.
Yes, I suppose it does, yes. Well, now, there's a couple of letters for you in my art tray.
Oh, yes, I see. So many empty hours to fill. What can one do?
You could always put in for more overtime.
That's not enough.
What about evening classes?
You don't understand, Mr. Wilson.
Come in.
Good morning, Arthur.
Hello. I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, of course not. Good morning, Mr. Hodges. Thank you, Miss Perkins. You can go now.
No, I can't. I've got my necklace caught in your outtray.
What? Oh, dear, dear. Oh, yes, so you have.
I wonder how that happened.
You see, Mr. Hodges, Miss Perkins was bending over to pick up some letters from the outtray, and now she's sort of stuck in it.
Yeah, it does look a bit like that.
Now, let me see if I can get it out somehow. No, it's not coming.
Look, come on, you'll never do it that way. Now, look, Arthur, I'll hold the out tray and you get hold of Miss Perkins.
Well, yes, but I don't know if I
all right,
could.
Then. Now, you hold the tray, yes. And I'll hold Miss Perkins.
I think it's better the other way round. Yes.
Get hold then, Arthur.
Yes, how do you mean, Oh, difficult. You mean like this?
Look, get round here.
All right.
Oh, Mr. Wilson.
I'm not squeezing too tightly, am I?
Not at all. You can hold tighter if you like.
Oh, that's it, then. You've got Miss Perkins and I've got the tray. Right, Arthur. Now, pull. Well, you're not pulling hard enough, Arthur.
Well, I don't want to hurt her. I mean, she's got beads and an art tray wrapped around her throat. Are you all right, Miss Perkins?
They're the cat.
Beg your pardon? I think she's trying to say something.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Dear. What is it, Miss Perkins?
Stop twittering. She can't walk about all day with an out tray round her neck.
I suppose not.
Well, then, come on now. One really good eve. Brace yourself, Miss P.
Oh, the cat.
Look here, I'm sure she's trying to say something.
Yes.
Look. She's pointing at her throat.
Of course she is. She wants to get rid of the ruddy tray. Ready? Now, Eve. Oh, that's done it.
Now, Miss Perkins, what was it you were trying to say to us?
I was trying to tell you to undo the catch on the necklace.
Well, Arthur. Fancy you not spotting that.
I'm so sorry. Is everything all right?
Well, the out tray's a bit bent and her necklace has snapped, but apart from that, there's no damage.
I meant Miss Perkins.
Oh, yes, I'll be fine, Mr. Wilson.
Don't worry about that blueness round your mouth, dear. It'll soon wear off.
Will it?
Leave your beads for now. You can pick them up later.
Thank you. I'll go and get your coffee.
Oh, good. I could just do with a cup.
No need to worry about that now, Miss Perkins.
Oh, she's all right, aren't you, dear?
Well, yes, I think so.
There's the girl. Two lumps for me.
I won't be long.
Careful. You're crushing your beads.
You are a lad, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
You must have something.
I don't know what you mean.
All these women throwing themselves at you.
I hardly think that's true.
I don't know where you get the energy.
Yes, well, I'm sure you didn't come in here to discuss my imaginary amorous exploits.
No, I haven't. Did you see last night's Chronicle?
No, I can't say I did.
Blimey, it hasn't taken them long to come out of their holes, has it?
Well, don't tell me they found some more Japanese soldiers who didn't know the war was over.
This. It was in the letters to the editor. Oh. Listen. Just listen to this.
Yeah?
Who is this greengrocer? That's nice for a start. Who thinks he can come in and take over our pier? We don't need an ex-ARP warden to tell us what to do with it.
Is that what it says? Oh, yeah.
There's more. We know what to do with a pier. Blow it up. It's signed Pro Bono Publico. Do you know this Publico chap? Sounds a bit foreign to me. What is he? The local ice cream merchant?
Well, actually, it's Latin. It means for the public good.
Yeah, well, we didn't all go to fancy public schools like you. Anyway, I've written back.
Oh, dear. Have you?
Yeah. Listen to this. Dear Mr. Publico. I'll have to change that now, won't I? As one...
Come in.
Your coffees, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you. Just put them on the table, would you, Miss Perkins?
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Yes? As one who fought nightly against the blazing inferno to safeguard...
I'm so sorry, it's my beads, you know.
You're not going to have an awful lot of left if you go on crushing them like that.
They're only cheap ones.
Look, do you mind?
I'm sorry, Mr. Hodges, where were you?
I was talking about the blazing inferno.
I thought there was only one bomb dropped on Warmington.
Whose side are you on? As one who fought nightly against the blazing inferno to safeguard this nation's heritage, I shall not shrink.
How's your throat, Miss Perkins?
It's a lot better, thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Shall not shrink.
There's an awfully nasty red mark you've got on your neck.
Oh, it's not as bad as it looks.
Well, it looks pretty bad to me.
Is anyone listening to this?
Yes, of course. You were shrinking, if I remember.
Very funny. I said I shall not shrink from the threat to a piece of that heritage. Framborne Pier.
That's very good, Mr. Hodges.
I haven't finished yet.
Oh, well, I'll leave you now.
And we shall have the backing. We shall have...
Sorry, Mr. Hodges, it's my...
Beads, yes, I know.
Now, you take it easy, Miss Perkins.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Do you think I can finish this now?
Yes, please. I can't wait.
Right. We should have the backing of one of the town's most eminent bankers. I know you're only a branch manager, but it sounds better.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, what do you think?
What do I think about what?
The letter, of course.
Oh, it's awfully good.
That'll knock old pro bono back on his heels.
Oh, sure to.
Don't get too enthusiastic, will you?
You know, I'm finding it difficult to work up any enthusiasm at all for this pier project of yours.
And Pikes, don't forget.
Yes, I know. And that reminds me, he's seeing a builder chap this afternoon.
Oh, is he? Well, I hope he has better luck than me. When?
At about 4:30, I think.
Right, I'll be there. You better come as well.
Oh, Lord. Do I have to?
Of course. You're our financial advisor. Who is this builder, anyway?
Well, Frank did mention his name. Something to do with angling, I think.
Angling?
Mm.
Rod?
No, it wasn't rod or... Oh, dear. Hook? No.
Bait?
No, I've got it. Fischer.
Fischer?
Yes. Wolfgang Fischer.
Wolfgang... That's German. We're not having any Nazis on the pier, mate.
Well, I didn't know he's German. Anyway, what does it matter? I mean, the war's over now.
Listen, I didn't risk my life every night in the blazing inferno.
Now, don't start that.
I'll tell you, I'm not having anything jerry built on my pier. Pikey's no right to do things without consulting me.
If you knew Susie Carr, like I knew Susie.
Oh, look at that one. Mr. Guthrie.
Oh, what a gal.
Mr. Guthrie.
There's none so classy as my sweet wife, Lassie.
Oh, there you are.
Right first time, sonny.
Didn't you hear me calling?
I may have done. Anyway, I've told you, I don't like people shouting. It's bad for me perforated eardrum.
Hasn't it healed up yet?
Oh, well, the right one has, but it's gone over to the left now.
Oh, dear, I am sorry. Anyway, what were you doing?
Well, not that it's any of your business, but I am having a gander at what a butler saw.
Can I have a look?
I don't know, you are a bit young.
No, I'm not.
All right, then, go ahead.
Thank you. Ooh. Ooh, I say. Ooh, hey. Hey, what are those things?
What things?
Those, look.
Blimey, you are younger than I thought. You don't know what they are?
No.
They are called bustles.
Oh.
All the women used to wear them.
Did they?
This thing was here when I arrived. That was 25 years ago. Once bringing up the date, if you ask me.
Well, that's what we're going to do. Me and my partner, we've got great ideas for this pier.
Your best idea will be to pull it down.
Are we really going to put it on the map?
Are you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've got someone very important coming to look over it.
What is he, a scrap merchant?
No, he's not. He's a building contractor.
You know me. In that case, I'd better go and get the red carpet out.
Trick. Now, let's have a look.
Afternoon, Mr. Wilson.
Hello there, Mr. Guthrie.
Ooh.
How are you?
Not so good. the lead's playing up something chronic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Over your ear. Well, these things don't just stay in one place, you know. They move around.
There you are, Frank.
Hello, Uncle Arthur.
Oh,
what are you doing?
I'm looking at ladies' bustles.
Ladies' what?
Bustles.
I don't really think you should, Frank.
Well, why not, Uncle?
Well, it's not good for you.
Oh, really, Uncle? I am 22, you know.
Well, I don't think it would be good if your mother found out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that Mr. Guthrie shouting?
Yes.
He's got somebody with him.
Oh, that'll be Mr. Fisher.
Oh, I suppose, yes.
Here we are. This is Mr. Wilson and Sonny Jim.
Ah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Fisher.
It's ever so good of you to come and look at our pier. You'll be able to see what needs doing.
I shall be happy to tell you what you can do with it.
That's good, isn't it, Uncle Arthur?
I suppose so.
I was just telling Mr. Guthrie here, it is the first time that I have been on the pier.
Oh, well, we'll have to show you around then.
Yeah? I think I would find that very interesting.
Well, yes, if you like looking at old wrecks.
Oh, I don't think that's a very nice thing to say, Mr. Guthrie.
Yes, it's a bit uncalled for.
Shall we have a look around then, Mr. Fisher?
Oh, please. Not Mr. Fisher. Call me Wolfgang.
Oh, all right then. Wolfgang.
Let's step down the pier then, shall we, Wolfgang?
I shall be delightful.
Oh, jolly good. Now lead the way then, would you, Mr. Guthrie?
Right, you
are. Guthrie?
Yes, Frank, what is it?
Have you noticed something?
What?
He's very fair, isn't he?
Who?
Mr. Guthrie?
No, Mr. Fisher. I expect it's just the sunlight on his head.
I could have sworn he clicked his heels just now when we shook hands.
But it was probably the pier creaking. You do realize he's foreign, don't you?
Of course I do. I'm not daft. He's Swedish.
Swedish? See? No, I rather think he's...
Gentlemen!
Come on, Mr. Wolfgang's waiting.
All right, I'm coming.
Well, Mr. Wolfgang, what do you think?
Interesting. Very interesting. It will need a lot of work.
You can say that again.
For example, that building over there is in a very dangerous state. You see, it is leaning over badly.
Well, it's supposed to be like that. It's the Crooked House.
Crooked House?
Yes.
What is it for?
Well, people go inside and walk up and down the stairs, and it's all sort of crooked.
And everyone finds it terribly amusing.
Right.
I don't know, really.
And they pay to go inside this crooked house.
Oh, yes, yes.
Very strange, the English sense of humour.
Well, that's what kept us going in the war, you know. Our sense of humour.
You're right there, Mr. Guthrie.
And now, perhaps, can somebody tell me what is that building at the end there?
Oh, that's the Piero Theatre.
I see it has no roof. Is that another amusing house for people to walk around?
No, the roof's fallen in.
I see. Actually, the shows they did in there were rather fun. The cast used to wear sort of baggy white pajamas and hats with pom-poms. And they'd sing songs, you know, and tell jokes.
If the shows were such rather fun, why did they make it so difficult for the audience to get over there? I mean, what is this huge gap? Did they have to swim across?
No. This part of the pier was blown up deliberately during the war as a precaution against invasion.
Ha! Oh, very amusing.
It's not that funny.
So, this is where you all are.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. This is Mr. Fisher.
Is it?
Mr. Fisher? This is my partner, Mr. Hodges.
How delightful for you to meet me.
We'll see about that. Hey, Mr. Fisher, you're not from round here, are you?
Well, no.
Of course he's not. He's from Bexhill.
Yeah, but before that, he came from Germany, didn't he?
Oh, well, yes.
He comes from Sweden, don't you, Mr. Fisher?
Sweden? What are you talking about? He's a kraut.
I say, steady on.
A what? He's
a kraut, a German.
Sure not, are you, Mr. Fisher?
I am as jolly well British as you are.
Yeah.
I love this country. I've been here since 1937.
Oh, I can't help that. You're not getting this job, mate. Clear off. Guthrie, get him off the pier.
You show him off. I am not the ruddy butler.
And Mr. Guthrie, all things considered, perhaps you ought to escort Mr. Fisher off the pier.
Oh, very well, then.
I'm awfully sorry about this, Mr. Fisher.
So am I.
But I don't understand.
Go on, clear off out of it.
Come along, sir.
Very well. But you have not heard the last of this.
Why did you do that, Mr. Rogers?
You can't have him working on the pier.
Why not? The war's been over 3 years.
No, I can understand it in a way, Frank. You see, it was because of his people the pier was blown up in the first place. So, I mean, he could
hardly expect the job of rebuilding it.
That's got nothing to do with it. Hmm? I don't care if he's German, Japanese, or Pekingese. I've been checking up on him. He charges twice as much as everybody else.
You've been listening to It Sticks Out Half a Mile, starring John LeMessurier as Arthur Wilson, Ian Lavender as Frank Pike, and Bill Pertwee as Mr. Hodges, whose characters were originally created by Jimmy Perry and David Croft. Also in the cast were Vivian Martin as Miss Perkins, Glyn Edwards as Guthrie, Stella Tanner as Myrtle Spivey, Gordon Clyde as Mr. Fisher, Carol Harrison as the Builder's Receptionist, and Catherine Power as the Irish Nun. It Sticks Out Half a Mile was written by Harold Snowden, Michael Knowles, and produced by Martin Fisher.